God bless each one. Praise God. You may be seated. And we thank God. He has given us, without doubt, the new garments. Yes. Praise God. We've changed. We've had a change.
Amen.
Change of clothing. Right. Praise God. And you know, we stank, as our brother prayed, we were stinking, every one of us, with sin. But the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin and from all unrighteousness. We're glad for the blood tonight. No plea but Christ, no book but the Bible. Amen. Thank God for the blood. That's why the devil hates the blood, and he hates preaching on the blood and talking about the blood of Jesus. And that's why he wants to present another gospel, a modern day gospel, which Paul says is not a gospel. And a modern day Jesus, which is not the real Jesus. But thank God that Jesus says, John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. And he's never changed. Praise God. Let us turn tonight, and the Lord bless each one. We give everyone a warm welcome, greetings, in the name of the Lord. I want us to read from 1 Peter chapter 1. Maybe we could go from verse 22 of 1 Peter chapter 1. And verse 22, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as the grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, you'll bless your word to each and every one of us tonight. We thank you for the worship and for the prayers that's been prayed. We thank you, Lord, and we want your rain and blessing coming on us, over us, and through us, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know your word brings the blessing. You are the word, and the word made flesh. We accept you, and we have received you, and you're in us, and because you're in us, we have the light of the world in us. And we thank you for that light, for your word is a lamp on our path, a light on our feet, which lights the way before us. We acknowledge you in all our ways, knowing you will direct our paths, for the footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. This is your word and your truth. You are the truth, and we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. And him who the Son sets free is free indeed. Lord, I take the Holy Ghost tonight in Jesus Christ's name to help me. I come against every work of the devil and every decoy of the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you to wash me and everyone in this room afresh with the blood of Jesus Christ, and fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost in Jesus Christ's name. Bless those brothers and sisters that couldn't be here tonight. We pray for those that's working, or maybe something's happened. We ask you to bless them, strengthen them, and be with them. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless each one this evening. Isn't the Lord good? Yeah, praise God. I found the words of a wee song. I want to read it sometime tonight. I heard that song years ago, and it blessed me. And my mother wrote this out for me. She's heard this song as well. I only heard it sang a long time ago. I've never hardly heard anybody sing it, but I heard it years ago. I'll just read it now. Gathering flowers for the master's bouquet. Death is an angel sent down from above, sent for the buds and the flowers we love. Truly he is so, for in heaven's own way, each soul is a flower in the master's bouquet. Loved ones are passing each day and each hour, passing away as the life of a flower. But every bud and each blossom shall someday will bloom as a flower in the master's bouquet. Let us be faithful till life's work is done, blooming with love till the reaper shall come. Then will we be gathered together for a thanks planted to bloom in the master's bouquet. Gathering flowers for the master's bouquet, beautiful flowers that can never decay, gathered by angels and carried away forever to bloom in the master's bouquet. And I might have missed some words, but I'll tell you, it's a great thing to be saved. You know, if you go to a funeral of a man or a woman and they're not saved, you can say wonderful things about their life, and that could be all true and all wonderful. But if they're not saved, they've gone out without hope. And to go out without hope is a tragedy. It's a tragedy. And it's a tragedy for any preacher, any minister to stand and give false hope where there's no hope. And I tell you, every preacher's going to be judged for what they preach. They're going to be guilty or not guilty, for the Bible says the watchman will be required or the blood will be on his hands. And sometimes when you tell people the truth, you're not popular. I know that. But nevertheless, it's God we're serving, not man. Amen. And we must preach the truth. And the gospel's simple. The gospel is simple. And the gospel is the truth. And I said it here on Sunday, and I said again, if a man didn't agree with everything we agree with, but yet he preaches the simplicity of the gospel, don't be fighting against anyone of God, but you need to just pray for them. God will bless them. Amen. I'm telling you, we have enough to do without getting ourselves into something we shouldn't be getting into. I remember many years ago with a young man, we went out in the streets and there was some other denomination was out and he was just going to go and fix them all. And I says, well, you go and be yourself, because I'm not going with you. Because they're doing more than you're doing. And then I said to them, there's a set of steps up there, and get up there onto them steps and we'll do an open air right now. And he said he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it unless he was in the church. I says, well, then you can't do it at all. You better start on the streets as in the church. And Spurgeon says, a man that's never won souls and becomes a minister is never no use. That's the words of Spurgeon. He says a preacher needs to have the experience before he brings it into a church assembly. And I believe that. Yeah. I believe God wants men that they'll take the corner if they've nowhere else for a pulpit. And he's also said the world is his pulpit. Amen. Amen. It's not wonderful. Every chance you get for the Lord, take it. And if God asks you, or someone asks you, and you get a chance, my, you'd be a fool just to turn it down, wouldn't you? Always give an opportunity to speak for the Lord. Give reason for the hope that lieth within you. Tonight I want to just continue for a moment from Sunday about throwing off this old coat. And I tell you, it's good to look after it and everything, and you would do it, wouldn't you? Even an ordinary coat, you'd sew it and look after it. But there's a day coming when this coat's getting through off. You're not taking this coat to heaven. And if the Lord comes and you don't die, you're still not taking it because you're getting changed before you go. Amen. Amen. The old song says you're going out the same way you come in. Well, that's a lie.
That's right.
You come in as a wee baby, you're not going out like one.
Amen.
You're going to go out different than you come in.
Amen.
Amen. If God comes for you, you're going to go out glorified.
Amen.
Changed, transformed by the power of God. And the dead in Christ is going to be raised incorruptible.
Amen.
This corruptible is putting on. It's putting on.
Amen.
It's thrashing.
Right.
And someone called incorruptible. That's the word of God. This corruption must put on incorruption. And this mortality must put on immortality. You'll never die again. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Praise God. Paul knew what he was talking about. And Paul also knew the Father in heaven. And Paul also knew he had the Spirit of Sonship. And Romans 8:14 tells us, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. God has sons and daughters tonight. And they are led by the Holy Spirit. Galatians 4, verse 5 and 7. To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth a Spirit of his Son into your heart. So whose Spirit? The Spirit of a Son. Not the Spirit of some other man, but the Spirit of his Son. How many knows that's the same Holy Spirit? Same Holy Ghost. The Spirit of a Son crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant but a son, and if a son, then heirs with God through Christ. Heirs with God. You're in partnership. with somebody that's got authority and power. Amen. Aren't you glad that the Lord's authority and power? Paul knew if he put off the old coat, the tent in which he lived, he was sure he would be welcomed into the Father's house above. He knew it. Paul knew it. And he knew what he was talking about. How do our children know? You know, our own children. Now, my lad's been away for near 3 years, and he come home and he arrived at the house, and he thinks it's still his house. But he hasn't been there for years. But that's like us with God. We know we have a home, even if we haven't been there in a sense, but we know we have a home. Is that right? And you wouldn't turn your own son or your daughter away. They believe that's their home, even if they went away for a while. They would come back and believe it's their home. And we have a home in heaven.
Amen.
And the song says, this old world is not our home. We're only passing through this place. People pay so much attention on this earthly home, and we're leaving it.
Amen.
We're leaving it.
Glory.
Now we know, build and sow and all, that the Lord comes. How many believes that? Continue on. Do your best. But we're leaving here.
Amen.
Now, you know, I wrote this. Did they learn that from their teacher in school? No. Their childhood instincts teaches them that our house is their home. Just as a chicken runs under the mother's wings, she didn't need to be trained. You don't need to train a chick to run under the mother's wings. It does it. There's something in it that makes it do it. It's built in it. It's God that puts it in it, isn't it? And there's a thing called predestination. How many believes in that tonight? Now, we must preach the gospel to all, but God, being God, knows who will come. And he foreordained us and predestinated us from the foundation of the world to become the adoption of sons. He chose us in him ever before the world began. God already decided what we're going to do. Isn't that something? But the Spirit of God moved us. Now, it never looked possible for some of us that it ever would happen, but God made it happen.
Amen.
Even though we have a free will and we preach that, but yet with all the work of the Holy Spirit brought us
yes,
to the point of repentance and salvation in Jesus Christ. We're born again through the Word of God, the incorruptible seed, praise God. Because they're the children, they feel that as long as we have a house, they have a house too. Paul therefore, you know, unhesitantly said, we know. Paul said we know it, not but think about it. Paul said we know, and brethren, we know the same. We have the same confidence Paul had that in our, we have a house which is in heaven because we have a Father that loves us. God loves us. And I can't say it enough, and I can't emphasize it enough. God's love never changes. That's the beauty about it. The day you get saved, you were saved just as much as our brother said as you're saved now. And that's absolutely the truth. And God's love that he first loved you with, still the same. Now, you know, that's a help. When a voice audibly speaks to you and says, I love you and gave myself for you, you know God can't change that. You know what was one tremendous thing James McConnell said one night? I don't know if it was in Brother Gary's house or in the book, but I caught it. It was tremendous. He said, you know, God loves me. God really loves me. And he loved the Lord. We know that. You just had to hear the man praying and talking.
Amen.
And from a young lad, spent hours under the long big tree in Belfast waiting on God from a young man.
Right.
And people could say whatever they want about him, but I'll tell you one thing. When God loves you, and people talk against you, they're talking against the Lord. Is that right?
Right?
Like Paul, when he persecuted the church. And the voice said, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. And Paul was, God said, you're persecuting me when you persecute the church.
Yes,
and that's why in our reading tonight, I read that we are to love one another with unfeigned love. Genuine love. Not just a lip service.
Amen.
But God really wants us to love each other. He really wants us to forgive each other and not to hold anything. Let it go.
Amen.
And whether it's in a friend or a family member or anything, I say it often, life's too short to be fussing about. And that's the truth. That is the truth. And things can come and it's hard. It's hard. Some things can be hard. But God still wants us to do it. Isn't that right? You think how the Lord does it. My, I tell you, I was touched when that wee man You know the wee girl that was taken, murdered? And her father, when they interviewed him and they couldn't understand, how could you not hate that man? He said, sister, hold on a moment. He said, I did hate him. I wanted to kill him. Just like he did with my daughter. But he says, I met God several years after that, and he changed me. He trusted in the Lord. And God gave him a love for that man that he prayed for him. And he killed his own daughter. That's the love of God. Isn't that the truth? That's the love of God. Now God has to do that, because you can't do that your own self. That has to be God. It's like if you wanted to hit somebody and the Spirit of God could stop you and check you on it. And it's happened to me in the past. I've told you about it before. But God can do that. You see, we're still in this flesh house. Well, this is a pest house. You're going to have trouble with this. And I'm not just pointing to me, every one of us. You'll have trouble with this till you go. It will give you all the trouble you need. You'll not need to look over at the neighbour. You have enough one with yourself.
Amen.
That's the truth. Like a wee woman, and she was fussing about everything, and you know who I'm talking about, and she wasn't impressed with me, but I told her anyhow. I said, the only trouble you need to worry about is the one in the mirror. That's the truth. That's the trouble she had. Her own self. And if she can get self sorted out. Do you mind Andrew Beecham preached about that, sorting self out? Isn't it true? And our own hearts have to be right before we worry about other hearts. And we can't clean face till we catch them. That's the truth. How would you do it? But may the Lord help us to catch the rainbow trout. Amen. The big ones. John 14, verse 1 to 6. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. Now, I know some Bibles say rooms, but they're not right. My Bible says mansions. They're far bigger than a room.
Amen.
I'll tell you a room. Sure, a room wouldn't be any bigger than this here, but a mansion, you could set this building in it. That's the truth. That's the difference. A wee room, something like this pulpit, or smaller. 10 by 10 could be a room. But I'll tell you what, a den room, a mansion, brother. Hallelujah. God has mansions for us.
That's right.
I have a mansion over yonder. You can't sing, I have a wee room over yonder. A mansion.
Amen.
God's a mansion for you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Not a wee room, a mansion. You'll not be fit to go around it that quick, it'll be that big. That's what I believe. God's a mansion. No, I'm not interested in the wee room. I've had enough wee rooms. I need a big room. A big mansion. Hallelujah! God's got one for me. No, here's what he says. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. He doesn't say send somebody else. I. That's himself. You need to get that, because there's a lot of people would put something else in there. But the Bible says I. That's the Lord Jesus himself coming for you. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad the Lord's taking you? The Lord's coming for you himself. That's the word of God. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto them, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto them, I am the way. That's the only way. One way and only one. Which of sides are two? I'm on the inside, and which side are you? Amen. Come in. Come out. And then we're going to hear, come up. Come in, come out, come up. Come into Christ, come out of everything, and come up. And there's a whole lot of more comings out would be needed today. We used to talk about coming out years ago, but there's a whole lot of things we did come out of would need to come out of the one we come into. Now that's Irish, but that's a real one if you can catch it. There's a lot of nonsense about today, isn't that right? And they put it under a name, and it's changed. It's not the original no more. But God always has the original. Amen. Stick with the word. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We're like Paul the Apostle in this matter. We're not just hopeful, but we're certain. We're certain because we've got Christ. We're certain that we're the Lord's. Therefore, we can say with Paul, we know. We're not guessing. We can say with Paul, we know. Homeless wonders we are not. We've got a Father in heaven.
Yes, amen.
Not only have we a Father in heaven, he's coming for us. would yet follow. Remember Christ as our big brother. Remember Christ as the first fruits of the resurrection from the dead. Christ is the first fruits. The first fruits, then there has to be other fruits to follow. That's the law that God has set. Amen. God can't break that. Right in the very beginning, God said, let it bring forth after its own kind. Kind with kind. And when you put kind with kind, it brought forth its own kind. When you mixed it, it's no longer original, it's hybrid. That's why God does not need help with his word. And a wee bit added in here and a wee bit took out. Just say what the word of God says.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You don't need some special phrase. There's enough phrases in this book to do us.
Amen.
And this book's full of the best sayings and the best phrases and the best quotes is in the Bible.
Amen.
And that's the truth. You must be born again.
Amen.
Except the man be born again, he'll not have eternal life. This book's full of it. Be ye filled with the Spirit. Love one another. God is love.
Amen.
Faith in God can move mountains. This is a book of quotes here. It's like Wigglesworth, the wee woman said, and he said, you know, I need some sort of a special track to reach people. And he gave her his Bible. And he says, they're the best track you can have. Amen. Read them the Word of God. And I tell you, we need to get back to that. I'm not saying we're away from it, but the Bible needs read.
Yes.
Not dust on it, it needs read.
Amen.
We need to read the Word of God. Hallelujah. And even if you're not a good reader, get, you know that Scorby's the best one. Can I tell you why Scorby's the best one? There's a lot of modern Bible readers and the music playing and the voices, absolutely it's no good. It's hopeless altogether. Couldn't follow it. That's the truth. Not all of them, but a lot of them, they don't flow with it. It doesn't, Scorby, you think you're there. I tell you, he can read it. And that's how I learned how to read the Bible, was listening to Scorby and following with him. And words in the Bible that he reads them right. And then you just follow along with him. And if you're not a good reader, just listen to it. I'll tell you one thing about it. It'll impact you. You go to your bed with a set of earphones on and the Bible going, and people say you're getting nothing out of it, that's a lie. It will impact you.
Amen.
It will impact your life. Because there's life in the Word of God, and when the Word of God is read over you, it will affect you. Because it's life. The Word of God is life. Hallelujah. I remember I used to, for years, reading out the Bible loud, and you know, we were on the boat, you know, the first time I left Ireland, we got over on the boat to go over in through France and right up into Switzerland, and there was a real bad storm. That thing was, it was bad. Everybody was sick, and you know, there was panic going on the boat and one of them big ferries, and I started reading the Bible, and I forgot about everybody who was with me, because I practiced. Me and Chambers used to go on a field and see who could read it the loudest, and you read a chapter each till you read 10 chapters. So I'd read a chapter, he'd read a chapter, and you had to be able to read it good and loud and clear, and see him praying. You could hear his fields away. We were way out and thought nobody heard us. We were practicing. So I get into this in the boat, and I forgot I was in the boat. I thought I was in the field. And I'm reading away at the Bible, and the door starts knocking. And they said to the missionaries I was traveling with, can you please turn your radio down? We can't get sleeping. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. But I'll tell you, the Word of God's good. Even when we traveled through America and we had like a bus, we traveled and I'd start reading the Bible. And there's nothing at all. You just read chapter after chapter, but it does something for you. I'm telling you, God's Word read, it'll impact you. And if you haven't time, and I know people can be busy, switch it on the radio, put one of them discs in or something in, or earphones in. Get it coming in. Get the Bible coming in. Praise God. 2 Timothy 2:6-11. The husbandman that laboureth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ is of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. So Paul saying I suffer. Now a lot of people saying the word needs loose. You can't loose the word. It never was bound.
Amen.
See, here it says it. How would you lose something?
Amen.
Restore the word.
Amen.
We hear so much about restore the word. Amen. Jesus does not need restored.
Amen.
He's the one that does restore.
Amen.
It's a wrong concept of statement.
Amen.
There's truth. We need restored.
need restoring.
Amen.
Systems need restoring back in Canton. Oh, God always starts with something new. Isn't that right? But the Word doesn't need restored because the Word is Jesus Christ.
Right.
How could you restore Jesus? You can't. He's risen. He can't decay. He can't no longer corrupt. And even when he's in the flesh, he never corrupted.
That's right.
Thou shalt not suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. That's the book of Psalms says. And Paul and the gospel said as well. Hallelujah. I'm glad the Word of God's not bound, aren't you? Even though the bound Paul, the Word wasn't bound. Verse 10. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Eternal glory. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I remember Maureen Guiler preaching on the three glories. Big man from America. He was a Baptist. And I tell you, he preached well. He preached in the Free Feet Church over at Lurgan, and I went to hear him. And he preached over an hour every time he preached, but it was like 10 minutes. When he stopped, you were thinking to yourself, what are you stopping for? Nobody wanted them to stop. Nobody was rushing to go out because he preached well. And the Lord helped them. I'm telling you what, seeing that week of meetings, that about 17 people got saved, you know. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. Do you know who was in them meetings? Geordie Jackson's relation, a man in this country known as the Jackal, was in them meetings. And Maureen Guiler preached. If you know anything in this country, you know who he is. He was a bad boy. And he was in their meetings and meant to get saved. Now I say, meant to, look, if he called on the Lord can save him. And many believes that. No matter what he's done, God can save him. Many believes that tonight. He was in their meetings. And I remember going to their meetings, and I remember in the prayer meeting as well before their meetings. And they were special meetings. And that was in the Free Peace. But no matter where it's in, if God decides he's going to do something, he'll do it. That's one thing you have to remember. And I tell you, you see the Free Presbyterians. When Ian Paisley started and got going right at the start, God used that man. And if anybody thinks God doesn't use him, they're under an illusion. I'll tell you that right now. I remember he went and he hired in Dromore. There was a tent came to Dromore, a circus. I don't know if I've told this before, maybe I have, I don't know, but Paisley went to the circus master when they were ready to pack up and go, and he asked him how much did that tent make a night, and what I don't know whatever it was like back then, say it was 100 a night, he said, well I'll match it, I want it, and he held a meeting in that circus tent, and people could see it. Yeah. Then he got the wee blue hut, the pigeon club, okay. And there was church in it for I used to go to it when I was a wee lad. I'll never forget it. Do you know why? There's a big fella who used to come down there every Sunday, lived near John here. And he used to call me Tasty Toasty Tommy McKinstry. I don't know if you remember that, John. Big, he's dead now. He's actually dead, that big fella. He's only 1 or 2 years older than me. He's a big, tall fella. And he used to call me Tasty Toasty Tommy McKinstry. And I remember that. And we went to them meetings. And I remember Ian Paisley coming. And I'm telling you, God spoke into me when Ian Paisley come there and preached. Now he's only a wee lad. And I'll tell you, I said, I'm talking to myself. What God said to me, I'm talking to myself. And there was Ian Paisley preaching. And I tell you, he could preach the gospel, and he preached on Ephesians. Preached from Ephesians. And he preached about the homeless soul. Why is it homeless? Because it's Christless. Because it's Christless, it's godless. And he brought out 5 wonderful statements. Why that soul is homeless is because it's Christless. And I tell you, God stamped his approval on that message for people got saved. That's God's approval. People got saved. And I tell you, there's another wee man I know lives over in the country for I work pruning the orchards. And him and another wee fella bought an aisle building for cars. And they stripped cars in it. It was a good wee building, but they stripped the cars in it. And they fixed it up a bit. And they put the heating in it and different wee bits in it. And they bought it really cheap, you know, but they fixed it up anyhow. And these men told Ian Paisley they might know if there's a wee hall in this certain area. And Paisley told them, go and get it. And they went to get it, and they came to the wee man, John. They called this wee man, John. And he's a great wee man, you know. I've been in his house a few times, and I've done a wee bit of work for him. Great wee man. And they said, then what do you need to get to that hall? And he said, depends who's looking at it.
And they said, well, Ian Paisley wants it. And he said, well, that's a different thing. And he said, well, it cost me 500, I think it was, for the hall, and we spent 500 on it. And if you give me that, you can have it. So say it was £1,000 now. That's near enough the figure, it was very little. And they come back and told Big Ian Paisley, and Big Ian Paisley says, oh, brothers, he says, you stole it. That's what he said to me, stole it.
You stole it. It was that cheap. And they had meetings, sir. Now I can take you and show you the hall that's there today. It is some hall.
You can put this inside it. It's massive. The hall that's there today is massive. And that wee man gave them the ground for the new hall. That wee man that lived next door to it. And God has blessed him.
God has blessed him. Blessed him. He's big into the fixing the wee tractors as well. He's unbelievable at doing the wee tractors up as well. He's good at that. Great wee man. But you see, when God moves, God can move. Now we could say, but like they didn't have the revelation we had. But I'll tell you one thing, if we stand before God and tell him that, we're in trouble.
Because he's going to say, well, I'll tell you what, look what they've done with what they had. When you're claiming you had three times or four times more, what have you done with it?
That'll be like the talents. Isn't that right? We need to use what we've got. And sure, God has showed us in the end time wonderful truths. We believe that. But we need to get out with them. We need to go forward in that truth. And we need to believe God. I'm going to have to stop. The value of the knowledge to know one's ready. The value of the knowledge to know one's ready. And I tell you, you know you're ready when you're born again. That's how you know you're ready. Born again of an incorruptible seed. And the Lord's coming for you. There's going to be another meeting. There's going to be another meeting in the air. And we're going to go to be with the Lord. Isn't it wonderful? Jesus is coming again. We need to pray for our loved ones.
You know, I'll tell you what, you know. When Paisley got going right, I met a woman, told me the whole story. She's probably passed away now. When I worked in Belfast, there's a wee woman, we worked on the job, me and Chambers. And that's the Chambers was at the funeral. He doesn't come to church or anything, but me and him was always friendly. And we worked down there in Belfast, Ballyshannon. How many ever remembers us going to the baptisms? We baptised 14 one night in the swimming pool, 10 on another night in Ballyshannon swimming pool. That was 24 people and two baptisms. And you know, I remember that wee woman used to buy a nutty crust loaf for me every day. I loved the nutty crust, probably because my grandmother always had the nutty crust at the farm. So I liked the nutty crust. I still like it, but I try not to eat too much of it. It doesn't agree with me. But it's the truth, you know. She told me about Ian Paisley. And she said, Tom, I'm going to tell you one thing. You know, they stayed up all night praying. And they heard the milkman leaving the milk the next morning. And the power of God fell on Paisley. The Holy Ghost come on him. And when he went back into his own fellas, well, say it like that, they thought he'd become Pentecost. And they'd done their best to kill him. Never worked, but they tried it. But I'm telling you, in the olden days, I remember when I wasn't long saved, going to one of his meetings, and there's we women sitting, and me and Chambers again, we were sitting, and Big Ian come walking down the aisle. I'll never forget it. I think he was a big man. He's far bigger than me. How tall is he? 6'2", Paisley. He was over 6 foot, wasn't he? And he came down the aisle, he had a big pair of shoulders. And he went, hallelujah! And there's two wee women sitting by him, and they fell out of the chair. He gave a big hallelujah out of him. But he started preaching at an Easter convention. And then we women near fell out of the chair. He went down past them. But it was great. We loved it. And me and Chambers then shouted hallelujah. You know, you and me met in the White Wells one night. And that's quite a time ago as well. And me and you was amen and hallelujah. And James McConnell stopped preaching. And he says, what does White Wells say? Because these two fellas are making more noise than all
these. I tell you, the Lord loves amen. The noise in the camp. There's a shout in the camp. Glory! Hallelujah! Amen. Aren't you glad there's a shout in the camp? Let's come and seek the Lord tonight. Praise God. Let's pray for loved ones. God will get a hold of them and God will save them. And look, God can move again. Do you know why? Because he's never changed.
Amen.
That's why. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your word. For your word is precious. Precious is the word of God. And precious is the death of a saint in the eyes of the Lord. We thank you for the memories we have, Lord. Great memories of how you moved, even in this wee country. Lord, we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. We'll ask you again this evening that you'd pour your spirit out amongst us, O God. Save our sons, save our daughters. Save the aunt, save the uncle, the niece, the nephew, the boy, the girl. Move on them and convict them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, I'm asking you for a moving of the Holy Ghost. Lord, for this weekend services, bless Samuel, Lord. Bless the meetings, Lord, and have your way in this house, we pray. Bring those that you've ordained to come and add to your work such as should be saved.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. We ask for every man that stands and preaches the truth that you'll bless them and anoint them and add to your church, the true church, those that should be saved. In Jesus' precious name, we pray for the young ones in the meeting. You'll bless them. Give them a real visitation from heaven. In the name of the Lord, cover them with your blood. Keep them from all the wiles of the devil, we pray. Shield them and cover them with the wings of the majesty on high, we pray. Father, we just commit them all to thee and into thy keeping. And Lord, for all the prayers that's been prayed and requests that's come up, we ask they'll meet every need. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray for those even in this room tonight that need a physical touch in their body. We know you're a healer as well as a savior. And we plead your healing power over men and women tonight. By your wounds, your stripes, we were healed. Manifest your power in our lives. And Lord, your spirit will quicken our spirit. That's your word, the same spirit that raised you from the dead. Bless us now. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Let's continue just to seek the Lord tonight. Praise God.